Today is 3 days of the Omer, 3 days to the Omer. Don't forget to count tonight, 6:30 tonight, Minha and Kabbalah Shabbat here. So the read, you should do the Sfirat Omer at home tomorrow morning, 8:45, Be'ezrat Hashem. This coming Shabbat is Shabbat Chol HaMoed. There is a special reading that we're going to read where the Kadosh Baruch Hu forgives Am Yisrael for the sin of the golden calf. The 13 Midot is going to be read, and a special haftarah for Chol HaMoed. Sunday is
Megillat
Shir HaShirim. So Minhag Ashkenaz is to read Shir HaShirim tomorrow.
Sephardim and the Yemenites read it tonight, right?
We read it every Friday, so we only have to do it. We don't have to do it on a holiday. But we do it every Friday. So. So we're exempt. But the couple of quick ideas with regards to the holiday. We know that we try to, if we can, not work on the holiday. But certainly, certain people have either certain jobs that they actually have to go,
like
so they have to.
Like a grocery shop, grocery worker.
Or Dr. Fink has to go to take care of people. So again, especially also the big mitzvah to lechaber pnei rabot, is to visit your rabbi, at least call the rabbi on the holiday. That's what they used to do on the holiday. Also, in the olden days, there was the Aliyah LeRegel. Three times in the year, you were obligated to go to Yerushalayim. Now that we don't have the Beit HaMikdash, it's still a mitzvah to go to the Western Wall to Yerushalayim. Normally also, when you go, if you haven't been, let's say you live in America, you go to visit, you actually do kriya when you go to the kotel. There's a pasuk that say that the house or temple is in ruins, and you actually, a person does a kriya. But if you're going to go on Chol HaMoed of Pesach or Sukkot, whatever, you do not do kriya because it's a holiday. There is no avelut. But, however, somebody who lives in Yerushalayim doesn't do kriya because he lives in Yerushalayim, so he doesn't have to do kriya when he sees the temple, when he sees the kotel. And also important that a lot of times this is the time for people have to have off, and they go on vacations and do things. You have to make sure you divvy up the day for Torah, for mitzvot, and as it says, vaya mahanecha kadosh, not to be in a place where it's going to be a lot of balagan or immorality or whatever. Going to the lake for Pesach to receive the Torah in Lake Havasu is not a good idea. So v'yam hanach kadosh, to try to keep the sanctity of the holiday. Tiskul and mitzvot, 8 o'clock on Sunday, and with regards to Sunday night, probably 7 o'clock or so. Abi hanani ben akash omir. Atzah kadosh mochus kot Yisrael afikach abatos vod shmano adonah chobet.